All right, ready for another deep dive. Today, we're going deep into Reddit,
Oh, yeah.
that wonderful corner of the internet. We're going to be looking at those stories with all those
The very
unexpected,
twists and
the
turns.
twists and turns. Yeah, exactly. You know, the
Yeah.
kind of stories that remind us that, well, we're all human and we're all in this together
Yeah.
and just how crazy life can be. So we've got three stories today that are really going to highlight
The human elements.
human elements, exactly. So to kick things off, we're going to dive into this story about a boudoir photo shoot surprise. A husband decides to surprise his wife with a boudoir photo shoot as a gift. Now, sounds romantic, right?
Maybe.
Maybe, but here's the thing. The wife was not exactly thrilled.
Yeah.
And you know, I get it. A boudoir shoot, it's intensely personal. And stringing it on someone as a surprise, I mean, that could feel a little
A little invasive.
invasive. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Yeah.
wouldn't you say?
Definitely. I mean, it really raises those questions about consent and understanding in a relationship, you know? Even if the intentions are good, you can't just overlook your partner's feelings. And it's almost like he missed the mark on her love language, you know? He might have thought he was going big with this gesture, but she might value something more, you know, collaborative and
Yes.
intimate, you know?
Oh, that's a really good point. It's not just about the gift itself, it's about how it's received.
Exactly.
But here's where it gets interesting. The photographer, he kind of saves the day. Before the shoot even starts, he talks to the wife. He addresses her concerns, reassures her she's in control. Basically, he creates this safe and empowering environment for her.
Oh, nice. That's the power of a good professional, right? He went beyond just taking pictures. He understood the emotional weight of what was happening and really facilitated that communication, right? He made the wife feel heard.
Exactly. And you know what? It totally worked. The wife ended up having a great time. She was excited to see the photos. It just goes to show that even when things start off kind of rocky, the right approach, that focus on communication, it can really turn things around.
Absolutely. And I think it's a good lesson for all couples, right? Never underestimate the power of just talking to each other,
Quite,
like
yeah.
understanding each other's needs.
Exactly. And speaking of surprises, our next Reddit story, well, it involves a woman, her beloved dog, and a no dogs on the furniture rule. Her partner of 5 years laid down the law.
Oh, no.
And honestly, this one hit me right in the feels. You know, for those of us who are dog people, those couch cuddles, they're
Oh,
sacred.
yeah, they're
They're
special.
special, right?
But it does bring up something interesting, right? How do you navigate those different needs and preferences in a relationship?
Oh, for sure. And it gets even more complicated when you consider this woman's history with her dog. This dog has been with her longer than her partner. It's like a family member.
Yeah.
To suddenly have that bond disrupted, it's got to be tough.
It really makes you think, is the partner really bothered by the dog on the furniture, or is there something deeper going on, like a lack of empathy?
Yeah. Or maybe even like a territorial thing. You
Yeah.
know, the dog represents this connection that came before him.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the woman, she tries to compromise, sets up a whole separate space in the attic for her and her dog,
Oh, wow.
even invites the partner to join them up there.
Yeah.
Nope. He refuses. Gets angry even. It's almost like he doesn't want to acknowledge how important the dog is to her. So, is it really about the dog? Or is this like a symptom of a bigger problem?
Right. It's a tough situation, especially since the dog's not getting any younger.
Right.
It makes you think about the choices we make in relationships, you know. Do we compromise who we are, or do we stand up for what matters, even if it causes conflict?
Whoa, heavy stuff. And this story doesn't really offer a resolution. We're left wondering what happens next. It's a reminder that even the smallest things can expose these deeper cracks. But hey, you know what? Before we go too deep down that rabbit hole, let's lighten the mood a bit.
Okay, sounds good.
This next story is all about culture, awkwardness, and tea.
Oh, tea! You mentioned blackcurrant tea and milk
Oh,
earlier.
yeah. This is a classic Reddit tale of good intentions gone wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so picture this. You're a 13-year-old British kid
Okay.
on an exchange trip to Germany, fancy breakfast, feeling a little out of place,
I can imagine.
and you politely ask for milk in your tea.
Oh, no.
Normal, right? Except it's not regular black tea, it's blackcurrant tea,
Fruit tea.
fruit tea, with milk.
Ugh, I cannot even imagine.
Not exactly a winning combo. But here's where the teenage awkwardness kicks in. This kid, realizing the mistake but being way too polite to say anything, drinks the whole cup. Internal cringe, external smile, while the host family watches.
Just social anxiety
And it
and
gets worse. The host mom, thinking she's nailed this kid's tea preference, serves them this milky black currant concoction every morning for a week, and our brave, traumatized teen drinks it.
Oh, bless their heart.
Every single time.
It's funny, but it also highlights something important, doesn't it? Communication, even when it's awkward, can save us a lot of trouble.
Imagine if they had just said, actually, I prefer my tea without milk. It might have been a little awkward for a second.
Right.
But they would have avoided a week of tea trauma.
Yeah. It shows how even small miscommunications can have these ripple effects. It's about navigating the unexpected.
Oh, I like that.
Life throws us curveballs, big and small.
Yeah.
How we respond makes all the difference.
It's like a life lesson hidden in a story about a British teen's tea nightmare in Germany. But hey, at least they got a good story out of it, right?
Exactly. And maybe a newfound appreciation for plain black tea?
Maybe. So we've got the photo shoot gone right, the dog on the couch dilemma, and the tea-tastrophe. Believe it or not, there's a common thread running through all of these.
There is. What is it?
Well, we'll have to unpack that in just a bit. But first, let's take a quick break.
It really is amazing, you know, how these random stories online really get you thinking.
They're like little windows into people's lives, aren't they?
They are.
You know, what would you say are some of the bigger themes that we see running through all of these?
Oh, well, communication. Or maybe I should say miscommunication. That's a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw it with that boudoir shoot, right? Yeah. The husband, he had good intentions, but he didn't talk to his wife first.
Right. And then with the dog and the furniture situation,
yeah.
The lack of communication there, the lack of empathy, that seems to be like the root of the problem.
Exactly. It's like when we don't talk about what we expect,
yeah.
It just leads to all sorts of problems. And then, oh, that poor kid in Germany with the tea.
Oh, yeah.
If they had just spoken up about their milk preferences, they could have avoided a whole week of misery.
It really makes you think, right?
Yeah.
How often do we have these misunderstandings in our own lives?
All the time, probably. We think we're on the same page, but we're really not.
Exactly. Another thing that really stands out to me is how these stories are all about navigating the unexpected.
Oh, absolutely. Life rarely goes according to plan.
It never does. Like, who expects a surprise boudoir photo shoot or a no dogs on the furniture rule after 5 years?
Right. And it's so interesting to see how people respond to these curveballs. The wife in the photo shoot, she could have just shut down, but instead she talked to the photographer.
Yeah.
And ended up having a good time.
Yeah. And the woman with the dog, she's trying to find solutions. She's creating a space for her and her dog. That's resilience.
It is.
And even that kid with the tea, I mean, drinking that concoction for a week, that takes some serious willpower.
It's a good reminder that we have choices in how we react to things. We can let things get us down or we can adapt.
Yeah.
You can even find the humor in it sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, something else that comes to mind is empathy, especially in relationships.
Oh, yes. That's huge.
In that dog story, the partner's lack of empathy for the woman's connection with her dog, it's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's like he's missing a part of who she is.
Exactly. And that can really damage your relationship, you know?
Yeah. It shows that to really connect with someone, you have to see things from their point of view. You don't have to agree with them.
Right.
But you have to at least try to understand.
That's so important.
Yeah.
You know, all of these stories also touch on cultural differences.
Oh, yeah. That tea incident, that's a perfect example.
You think you're doing the right thing, but it turns out you're not.
It's a reminder that what's normal in one place might be totally weird somewhere else.
Totally. And in today's world, understanding different cultures, it's more important than ever.
It is.
The more we learn about different cultures,
the
more we realize that we're all just trying to figure things out.
We are.
Each in our own way.
And those differences, they actually make life more interesting, don't you think?
Absolutely. I'm all for a little variety, as long as my tea doesn't have blackcurrant and milk in it.
Agreed. So we've got communication, dealing with the unexpected, empathy, and cultural awareness. Pretty deep stuff for Reddit stories.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It just goes to show you can find wisdom in the most unexpected places.
You can.
And sometimes a little internet humor is the best way to deliver those messages. So are we ready to wrap things up with some final thoughts?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's amazing how these stories, they start online.
Yeah.
But they really get you thinking about real life.
They do. It's like we were saying, those themes of communication, empathy, you know.
Yeah.
Those are things we all deal with every day.
Exactly. It's easy to forget sometimes, but we're all connected.
We are.
These stories, they're like little reminders that we're not alone in all of this.
Yeah, we're all going through it together. The good, the bad.
The awkward.
The awkward, all of it.
And it's kind of comforting, you know. knowing that other people have been there too.
It is. It's like this giant support group sharing stories.
Exactly. It's like no matter how weird or embarrassing your situation is,
yeah,
someone out there gets it.
Someone's probably been through something similar.
And that's kind of beautiful in a way. You know what else is interesting? How these online stories, they really reflect what happens offline too.
Oh, absolutely. Those themes, they're universal, you know?
Communication, empathy, cultural awareness, it's all connected.
Yeah.
It's like the internet. It's this mirror to society.
It is. And sometimes the most unexpected places can teach us the most.
So true. Well, as we wrap up our deep dive into Reddit.
Yeah.
We've got one final question for you to think about.
Ooh, a good one.
A good one, yeah. How often do we make assumptions in our own relationships? And what can we do to really see things from other people's perspectives?
That is a good one. It's so easy to just get stuck in our own way of thinking.
It is.
But like we saw with those stories, even a little effort to communicate, to understand each other, it can make a big difference.
It can change everything. So there you have it, folks. Another Reddit deep dive complete.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this little journey into the world of online storytelling.
And remember, whether it's a surprise photo shoot, a dog on the couch,
or a tea-taster,
life's full of unexpected moments. It's how we handle those moments that matters.
So well said. Until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep those teacups full.
Cheers.